B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Trade deadline lurking for baseball, and the Nats have made their first move.
All right.
This has been widely reported. I saw from Jeff Passan first. I'm reading from Mark Zuckerman. Andrew Chafin and Luis Garcia are both headed to the Angels. In return, they're getting minor leaguers Sam Brown, a first baseman, and Jake Etter, who's a left-handed pitcher. Those guys are in the minors. This is what's going to happen, right? I don't think we got much of a surprise. But I'm reading this from Andrew Golden. You got to like this. The Nats got 10 appearances out of Luis Garcia, who they claimed off waivers, and 26 appearances out of Chafin. They got him on a minor league deal, and they turned those expiring contracts into a controllable pitcher and a first baseman. Not a bad return. You know, we'll see.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see plenty of these.
That's the approach you got to take with this team.
Right.
Wait and see.
Right. I am excited. I'm going to the Nats game Sunday. Shout out to Bennett. I'm fired up to go. And that dude Mizorowski is pitching for the Brewers. Mm. So get to see a young fireballer, which should be pretty cool.
All right.
Excited about that.
I may be there Sunday. I just thought about it now.
Yeah, make it happen. Make it happen, Captain.
Guy hit me a thing today. Said somebody coming to the game.
There you go.
That's the third, right?
I think so.
That's the Ring of Fame, make the Wall of Fame or Hall of Fame stuff.
Oh, is that where they're honoring the 91 Skins? Yeah. You should definitely go. You should be down there on the field. Who will they have there?
I know Charles is supposed
Sunday is the third.
A few other people. I know Charles has sent it out, so it was a lot of guys he had connected with.
That'd be awesome, man. Hopefully a lot of folks are there and enjoying it. It looks like latest update I've seen on this RFK hearing, Mayor Bowser just told the D.C. Council there are plans for a new fire station as part of the RFK development. I know there had been a lot of talk about getting a new fire station over there.
I would think you want a fire station if you're putting all that new stuff over there. That makes a lot of sense.
Sure. We're pro fire stations on this program.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I wanted to mention, if you go on Instagram, there's a account called Member for a Day. Yeah. And Member for a Day gets hookups at really, really great golf courses across the country, private courses. And for charitable donations, you can go play these private courses. And so there are two spots available. They don't have us playing together. We're playing separate, right?
Yeah.
So if you'd like to play Woodmont Country Club, which is a hell of a golf track up there in Rockville, where they have the U.S. Open qualifier every year, if you'd like to play Woodmont with either Brian or myself, check out Member for a Day. It's for a great cause. Benefits Crohn's and colitis, really awful diseases that strike people, stomach cancer, basically, right? And is that the right way of saying it? So check out Member for a Day for that. I shared it. I'm guessing B shared it. Yeah. What do you think is going on in Terry McLaurin's head right now? First off day, he reported he's been signing autographs. Like, is his head spinning? Like, is he locked in for this?
Locked in for the
holdout? Like, how long it's going to go?
I don't have a clue, man. I think you should have one mind, and then when Sutton's deal is signed, I think you have to readjust. And because if you see that's how the league is going, you got to understand. But I also feel that this team should also look at him a little bit and say, you know what? Dude has been around and been that bright spot for a while. And pay a little more. I'm not saying drastic more, but a little more.
It's got to weigh on you, though, don't you think?
Yeah, it does. But that's what I said yesterday, and I'll say it over and over again. That player better realize he is the final say, not the agent.
Right. At some point, the agent might want to have some sort of record-breaking deal that, be honest, might help him sign other clients. But, like, at some point, maybe Terry's like, dude, get the best and final, and let's get this done. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, and I don't know this, we can even ask it about Cosme. When they go to New England next week, would Pup guys travel for that joint practice and then the preseason game?
Do what?
Players on the Pup list. Hey, let's just talk Cosme specifically. Do you think he'll travel next week?
I don't think so.
So then we wouldn't think Terry would travel next week, right?
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't either. Somebody yesterday at practice, I think, asked me, like, oh, you haven't been betting much on the show. And you're not incorrect. One, the training camp shows are just so busy and chaotic that it's hard. But it's also, it's just baseball. I guess you could be betting WNBA. There is stuff to be betting. We'll get back at it next week and kind of lock that in. I did want to ask the room something. I reported earlier, per sources, that Linnell Willingham ate my old salad.
Uh-huh.
And it was in one of these nice containers that my wife yells at me about.
Throw it away?
I saw him after he had eaten it, and I said, hey, don't forget to give me that container. We are off the air in 2 minutes for Nats baseball. Linnell has not given me the container yet. Brian, do you think he's going to give me that container?
Probably
before
not.
Landfill, do you think he's going to remember to give me that container?
You need to go get it.
Jeffrey?
You're the one got to do it.
I actually think he is because he washed it out, and he said, yo, can you take this to JP? I said, no, he gave it to you. You ate out of it.
You couldn't have just brought it for me so I actually get it?
I think he's going to give it to you.
I'll be out the door in 3 minutes.
And you're going to get in trouble when you get home, so you better go get that damn thing.
Hopefully.
That hopefully didn't sound like you got that much faith. Jeff looks like a farmer in his hat right now. We need to get Jeff some overalls. Just overalls.
I have some.
Overalls
waiters.
And a tank top. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Mark Zuckerman for joining us. Zuck's about to be busy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Neil Greenberg for joining us. And thank you to John Keim for joining us. We're back in Ashburn tomorrow. If you see us, say what's up. If you see a guy that looks like Eddie George, just yell, Eddie George! Nats baseball coming your
Who's
way
that
next.
Guy?
Mackenzie Gore on the bump. Made it this far. Linnell owes you a Tupperware container.